Hello, everyone. This is the Spousal Privilege Podcast. My name is Frank Hines, one of your hosts. I'm here with Hines Alexis, your other host.
Hines Alexis?
Yeah, that's your name backwards.
Hines Alexis.
Yeah, that's it. Hines Elizabeth Alexis.
Why would my name be backwards?
I don't know. For fun.
That's not very fun. It's quite confusing.
Well,
it doesn't sound right.
It's a bit of foreshadowing in today's episode because it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a couple interesting things going on today. We have a this or that. We have a new segment called Random Thoughts, where we talk about thoughts that are random.
Really?
Yeah.
I had literally no idea what that was.
Or really just questions or different things that are random.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that.
And then we have our final says of a little bit of advice, a little bit of some topics we wanted to discuss. So it's a jam-packed episode. It's going to be really fun.
Jam-packed.
That's right. That's right. Jam, not jelly. Do you know the difference between jelly and jam?
Isn't that something like within the preservatives? Preservatives?
Well, it is, but... Not the part that I was going to say.
Get out.
I'll tell you that joke offline.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Well, everyone, welcome. And we're gonna just jump right in. This episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible is a free app that can be downloaded and installed on your smartphone, on your tablet, really on any of your smart devices. What it is a place where you can listen to audiobooks. You can download up to thousands of titles and listen offline anytime, anywhere. Alexis and I have been loving Audible for so long. It's so hard to find time to sit down and actually read, but Audible allows you the freedom to get through more books and really spend time enjoying listening to great titles. They have not just audiobooks, but podcasts. They have A-list comedy and exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. We are partnered with Audible, and they are giving our listeners 30 days free by using the login audibletrial.com/spousalprivilege. That is audibletrial.com/spousalprivilege for 30 days free. Another week and another this or that. It's going to be a good one.
I think so.
It's a very hard-hitting, you know, a really tough question that I think a lot of people will be able to relate to.
I think so, too.
The this or that this week is, would you want to go to a store where everything is free, mm-hmm. or a restaurant where the calories are free or the calories don't count? So you can eat anything you want.
Yes.
Yes.
Those are both really tough decisions.
Well, we know a lot of the listeners, you know, go through stuff like this. These are real struggles that people are having make these decisions.
We're still on the real struggles topic. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully we can help some of you make those decisions here. And the really tough choice for me is if I would go to a store where everything is free or go to a restaurant where the calories are free.
That's your tough choice.
Yeah. The question.
Why?
Tough.
But why is that hard for you? You didn't even know what a calorie was until we started dating.
I know. Well, I still struggle with what it actually is. I just know that if I don't have enough of them, I start to feel weary.
Yes. But why would this question be a struggle for you though?
Because I need to know the answer.
Okay.
There is a right answer.
Okay. So let me ask you this.
All right.
Actually, let me ask you a few questions.
Okay.
What store?
That's what I was going to say. Okay. It matters what store.
Exactly.
So you tell me, you tell me a Best Buy. Oh my gosh. If I get to pick a Best Buy or a Taco Bell, I'm going Best Buy all day.
Okay. See, and that's my thing. Like if it's like a Louis Vuitton or a Nordstrom's, a Neiman's. Like, more so Nordstrom's or Neiman's because you have shoes and bags and makeup and clothes and house stuff. Like, I mean, I can't say no to that.
Now, what if you only have an hour in each?
I can do absurd amount of damage in each situation.
In 1 hour?
Yes.
Oh, man. I think that I could, too. I'm also assuming since the calories don't count, you're not going to feel bad after you eat. Like, you're not going to feel... You know, like if you eat a lot of like greasy food or fried food, you're not going to feel bad.
They're free.
Yeah, right.
But see, and that's also my thing because I literally hate when you go to a restaurant and you're like, oh my gosh, this sounds so good. And then the calories are next to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What,
like, I mean, is that even a law?
Because I think it is actually.
I think it is too, but like why?
I don't know.
I mean, okay, we're going to get off subject really quick, just a smidge bit. But, like, if you really want to make a difference in people's health choices, just make a grilled chicken something cheaper than, like, a chicken fried steak or, you know? But that's all I'm going to say, okay? Because I can go on a tangent.
I think that you should talk to someone in power about that. I don't know. But that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, or maybe I should be the one making these decisions.
Well, I mean,
okay,
Alexis 2024.
I don't even think I'm old enough to run for president.
I don't think you are either.
You have to be like 34, right?
Oh, no. I don't know how old you have to be. I think it's like 34 or 35.
No, I think it might be older, actually. You imagine having a 34-year-old president?
Yeah, but that's because most of the people that run are older.
Oh.
But it is around there. It's like 34 or 35.
Can I even run? Am I eligible?
Well, you are... Well, no. Women can run for president.
I know, but like... What makes you eligible?
Really?
I'm a citizen.
Yeah. Yeah, you're eligible.
Okay.
Yeah. After you turn 34 or 35, we'll find out afterwards. And we'll let you guys know.
What if it's like completely off? What if it's like 46 and we're just that ignorant? We don't even know how old you have to be a president.
That would be very funny. Very funny.
Okay. Anyway, off topic here.
So, man, I really think I would choose the store and hear me out. And I don't know if it would matter what store. I think that even if we're talking like a Goodwill, I think I would be able to get it done. So here are your options. Goodwill or Cheesecake Factory?
Cheesecake Factory, no calories.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you know whenever I found out how many calories were in a slice of cheesecake, I wanted to cry?
Yeah, there's a lot.
A lot. And, you know, I love food and I've always had this struggle of like body image, calorie counting. Like it's been roller coaster my whole life. The happiest thing I could do is to have whatever food I wanted.
Yeah.
And the calories don't affect me.
Right.
It would be one of the happiest days of my life.
Okay. Now let me change it up just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Every day you get one meal where calories don't count.
Okay.
Every week you get to go into one store of your choosing and get a free item.
Okay. So is this decision like locked in?
Yeah, locked in.
Okay. So you can't go back and forth.
No, you can't go back and forth.
Every day for the meal?
Every day for the meal. Yeah.
Or one item a week.
One item a week.
Okay, would I have to be doing what I'm doing now, like as far as physique goes?
Like working out and stuff? That's your choice.
So like it's not calories or double the amount?
No.
Okay,
no.
I think I would choose the item.
Really?
Because
one free item a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's no price limit on the item,
now,
right?
No.
Okay.
Now let me fix it a little bit more. Let's say it has to be the same meal or the same store every time.
Okay, but it brings me back to my question. What store?
You pick the store. Pick a store.
Nordstrom's.
Nordstrom's, okay. Nordstrom's is the only store where you get one free item a week. Or you have to eat the same meal that doesn't give you calories. So it's like...
Like Cane's?
Like Cane's, yeah.
Meal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With a sweet tea.
Ooh.
Extra Cane's sauce.
Sounds really good.
Maybe we should get that for dinner. I'm feeling a little...
a little outside your comfort zone?
I would choose Nordstrom's.
Nordstrom's, really? Okay.
Because there's a lot of things that I want right now.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, which, because at first I was like, oh, it would be the free calories, no doubt.
Yeah.
But as I keep, if I can choose the store, because that's the thing, Nordstrom's has everything from bags to housing stuff.
Yeah, they do.
I can find so much all the time.
But eventually you're going to run out of stuff.
No, I won't.
You will.
No, I won't. I could buy a lipstick. I could buy Louboutins.
Yeah.
I could buy a purse. I could buy all the clothes. I could buy activewear. Like, okay, so last week you were super just like with food, like the appetizers and the soups and the salads.
Yeah.
And the, yeah, that's how I am about shopping.
I understand. Yeah, right.
Okay, so this is really interesting though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really thought it was going to be hard set on the calories.
I think, well, and to be honest, I'm not, I'm by no means an old person, right? I'm
really?
29.
Ugh.
But I do start to notice foods that I could eat previously and not feel bad afterwards. Now I start to feel bad.
Like what?
Like when I eat a lot of fried food
mm.
or just really greasy food in general, I'll start to feel bad afterwards. And so that leads me a little bit more towards the food side, to be honest, mm-hmm. because I know there will come a day, and probably not for a little while, but there will come a day when I cannot eat whatever I want.
I cannot wait for that day.
Well, that's rude.
No, because then you can feel what I have felt my whole life.
I know. But I believe deep down in my heart that that day is far, far away.
Well, I think, but you're such a foodie.
Yeah, I am. I am for sure. But I also like things.
But you don't buy things.
I know.
You buy food.
I only buy things like once or twice a year, like expensive things. I mean, and expensive is relative, I guess, but you know?
Yeah.
So
you would choose the food?
Yeah, I think so.
That's so interesting.
It's pretty backwards from what I thought we would choose.
Oh, it's completely backwards. Okay, but see, what if it's like, I don't know, what store?
It would be Best Buy, probably. That would probably be the only store that I would.
But what about clothes and shoes?
Yeah. I mean, no.
No, don't tell me that. You have more shoes than I do.
Well, I know. I have a lot of shoes. Yeah. Yeah. But no. Yeah. No. The food. Locked in.
Huh. Okay. So now, how do we make this happen?
Well, that is a tough question.
That is what I want to figure out.
Yeah. It's really tough. I don't know if there's any local businesses or businesses in general
uh-huh.
that want to test this theory. But if you're listening, shoot us a DM.
Because I think it would be considered stealing,
I
right?
think, yeah. Without the business's permission, I think that's theft.
And I don't think that you can run for president if you are a thief.
No. I mean, you could. I don't know how many votes you would get.
Well, would you vote for me?
I would vote for you. Yeah. I mean, it depends on how big of a thief you are.
Oh, see, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a tough one.
Well, you know what? I'm still staying with my, the store option.
The things option?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Okay. So your greed is getting the better of you.
I know. It's been something I've been really trying to work on. And like, I'll get really good where I don't care.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I mean, that only lasts like a day.
It's tough.
I know.
It's very tough.
Maybe I should like listen to a book about that or something.
That's right. You should. You should. So, yeah, I'm going with the food.
Okay.
I'm going with the food. You're locked in.
I'm locked in with the things.
Okay. All right. Well, you know where we stand, everyone. Let us know what you think.
You know, and all of my friends listening to this are probably going to start laughing.
Yeah.
Because at first I really thought I was going to choose the food. I'm bamboozled with myself.
I'm shocked. You knucklehead.
You heard it here first.
All right.
Alexis is bamboozled.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. This is Random Thoughts with Frank and Alexis.
This is an insight of what goes on in my head constantly, 24/7.
The questions that come about throughout our weeks.
Yes. But like, I have all these random thoughts.
Yeah.
And I have to get them out there somehow. Yeah,
that's right. Well.
And, you know, there's only so much you can do. So I'm taking it to the podcast.
You got to. Hey, when in doubt, podcast it out.
That's a slogan for sure.
Yeah. So this week on Random Thoughts, the question is, who would be the worst person to be stuck in an elevator with?
Yeah. See, this is a thought that gives me nightmares.
Yeah. Well, it's tough.
I know. Okay. So when I think of it, you know, I have a list of the people.
Yeah.
That have done really bad things.
Well, right.
Right. And so, but see, that's too like easy. And so obviously you wouldn't want to be like in an elevator stuck with someone who does horrible things.
Yeah.
So
I would not want to be in that elevator.
Yeah. Like Epstein or,
oh my God.
Or like Hitler.
Oh my, Hitler.
Yeah. Like I would not want to be in an elevator with any of them.
No, I wouldn't either.
No. So
Hitler.
Yeah, you know when he was like the ruler.
That's your first thought?
Well, okay, yeah. When I'm like, who do I not want to be in an elevator with? The first person that came to my mind was Hitler.
Okay, man.
But like,
you're going deep into this.
Okay, but see, now. Then I'm like, that's too easy.
Yeah.
It's like, what kind of person do I not want to be in an elevator with?
How long am I in this elevator?
I mean, it depends. Like, what floor are you on? How busy is the fire department?
So the building's on fire and I'm stuck in an elevator.
No, the fire department. No, you should never go in an elevator when the building's on fire. Duh. But.
Well, what if the building catches on fire after I'm in the elevator?
Well, then bye. I mean, well, we know where you're going. And I'll see you later.
Why does the floor that you're on matter?
Because it takes longer to get to the elevator. Like, if you're on the third floor, okay, big whoop. You're going to be in there, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, you mean it takes longer to get up to you?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Gosh. You, see, my random thoughts. You obviously don't think about these things.
No,
okay,
no.
So, we have, what floor are we on? The 32nd. We're on the 32nd floor.
Okay, yeah.
In a busy city. But the fire department is, because the fire department is the one who has to come, like, latch you out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? They're pretty busy.
Yeah.
Let's say 4 hours.
4 hours.
Four hours. There's no water. There's no snacks.
Well, okay. So everything you said, yeah, you're right. Those were like the obvious answers.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I think there's two schools of thought. One, the one that you mentioned, the horrible persons of history that just suck.
See, that's a better.
But then there's like someone that's annoying.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Someone that you just don't like.
Okay.
You know, maybe they smell bad a little bit.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this, okay? Let's say it's someone that you know. All right? Just the one person that you don't really want to be around that much. You don't love, but you know them. Or a complete stranger who sucks.
Well, okay, that's like not giving me any frame of reference.
Okay.
Okay, so my, I guess, criteria.
All right.
That I would not want to be stuck in the elevator for you.
Okay.
Number one.
I've got Hitler and
Epstein,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Terrible. I mean, yeah.
I agree.
Okay, so here's first thing on my criteria. Someone throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
I literally cannot do throw up.
No.
It is the worst thing. I can do anything else besides throwing up. I mean, I understand it might not be your fault. You might be really anxious or you might just be sick. But I couldn't do it.
I think I choose you.
What? What?
Yeah. Yeah, because I could see you blaming me for the elevator breaking. And I would not want that. You'd be like...
So I would be the worst person to be stuck in an elevator. We named Hitler and Epstein, and then you say me?
Yeah. Well, I just don't think it would be a very fun experience.
We said Hitler and Epstein, and then you said me?
You said Hitler and Epstein. And then I did, yes, I said you. I'm just throwing options
out. All right, okay.
But here's my thought process, okay? So how did we get stuck in this elevator? I believe that me and you were having a conversation, I wasn't paying attention, and then I hit the wrong floor.
Obviously.
Right? And then I'm like, oh my gosh. So then I go hit the correct floor.
Okay. So well, you hit the 32nd floor?
Yes.
And
we were
supposed to be in the penthouse.
Yeah, okay, sure. Okay. Great. And then we're going down. We stop at the 32nd floor and nothing happens. Mm-hmm. And then you start freaking out.
You really think I'd freak out?
I do.
Yeah. I feel like in really dire, like stressful situations, it's like an outer body experience because yeah. I'm not me. Like I really don't freak out.
Right.
In really stressful situations.
Okay. Unless you're not yourself.
But like you've never seen me in that.
What if you're hungry?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in an elevator with me hungry either.
I think Dwight from The Office is also a likely candidate for someone you would not want to be stuck in
an
elevator with.
Are you kidding me? I would love to be stuck in an elevator
with Well, he did get stuck in an elevator with Pam.
Exactly.
And about 3 seconds in, he started peeing in the elevator. So.
Okay, so back to my criteria. Okay, actually, hold on.
All right.
It was your fault we got stuck. You pressed the wrong button in that conversation right
See,
there.
See? Okay. Right. Yep, I choose you.
So second criteria. Someone who is like uncontrollably crying and hyperventilating.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. This is what happens in a situation. You either have one person freaking out and one like really strangely calm.
Yeah.
Or you have two people freaking out. Once you have two people freaking out, it is not good.
Well, all the oxygen's going to get up.
Exactly. Yep. So you cannot be throwing up. Cannot be freaking out uncontrollably.
Okay. So no sick people.
I mean, like, yeah, because also coughing. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, like, that would be terrible.
You know, yeah. Have you ever been like in a really quiet area and you had to cough, like you had this cough spasm?
Right.
And you're like, I don't want to cough, but you have to?
Yes.
It is the most awkward thing in the world. Why?
It really is. I don't know. And
like, you just got to cough, but it's like, oh,
well, nowadays, I think if you cough, do you go to jail now? Or
I mean, I don't really know. I mean, maybe. That's a sensitive subject.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so no coughing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking uncontrollable coughing.
Okay, so would you rather be with a stranger or someone you know?
Well, it depends.
I think I'd rather be with someone I know because of this reason. Long extended encounters with complete strangers can just get so frustrating and awkward because, okay, you're on this elevator for 4 hours with this person. What if they suck, right?
Yeah, but what if you get to know them? Like, it's a complete stranger and you get to ask them all these questions and, like, know them.
Yeah, it's a coin toss.
Okay. You already know the person that you know.
Yeah,
there's
right.
nothing else really to learn.
That's right, yeah.
So what are you going to do? Also, phones don't work.
You know what? I was just thinking that. Yeah. Because then you could just get on your phone.
No, phones don't work.
Yeah, phones don't work. Man, that makes it even worse. And the lights are out. Oh, no, the lights aren't out.
They're kind of
what flickering?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This is ominous. Yeah, I'd rather be with someone I know.
See, I don't know. Okay, but see, the thing is the worst person in an elevator.
Right. So.
So if you're like throwing up, freaking out, and coughing all at the same time, that's it for me.
Right.
Like that's worse.
Right.
But see.
This is a tough one. I think I choose.
You're gonna say me still.
I think I choose Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy?
Yeah. I would not want it to be in an elevator with him.
Why?
Well, here's a couple reasons.
You're not his type.
No, I know. But there's a couple reasons, okay? Ted Bundy, not a great guy.
No.
Right? For many different reasons.
You know, I would probably have been manipulated by Ted Bundy.
Right, okay. Well, that's not good. But
no.
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
Okay.
I think spending 4 hours in an elevator with Ted Bundy, he would get me to like him.
Yes.
And feel for him and want to be his friend.
Right.
And now I'm friends with Ted Bundy guilty by association. Okay? And now we're in jail together.
Why are you in jail with Ted Bundy?
Because,
What'd you do?
Maybe afterwards we wanted to go out and get dinner or something.
So
right?
You're in jail with Ted Bundy because you wanted to go out and get dinner with him?
Yeah, right. He
that
won me over.
That doesn't mean you go to jail.
Well, maybe he gets arrested that night.
So why are you in jail?
Because I'm with him. Guilty by association.
I don't think that's how it works.
Maybe.
That's not how it works.
It could happen. But Ted Bundy, final answer.
That's the worst person?
Yeah.
See, like, I just don't know. I'm just so conflicted.
Yeah. Would you want to be in with, like, a famous person?
Like, as my worst person?
Yeah.
But see, I don't know what famous person I just, like, can't stand.
You can't stand? Yeah. What about, what about, like, a kid? Like, a baby?
But the baby's so, like, vulnerable. They don't know what's going on, so that's okay.
Okay, all right.
They don't know.
Okay.
You know?
Who do you pick?
And kids, like, kids are just so, they could be entertained by nothing for hours.
That is true.
And they can just tell you random things all the time.
So that actually might be, like, a good one to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. For some reason, but, okay, here's also my thing. If I was stuck in an elevator for mm-hmm. 4 hours with, like, a really terrible person, mm-hmm. I'd want to try to get to understand them.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Right.
And, like, understand why they did what they did.
Right. Okay.
See, and, like, that's the thing. I don't have, like...
That's a tough choice.
The obvious answers are still, like, Hitler or Epstein or someone of that nature.
Okay.
I just...
I know, they're tough choices. Who do you pick?
Well, and then in your whole Ted Bundy case, like,
right.
That just brings up a whole other issue. I think I'm going to go, yeah, I wouldn't want to be in an elevator with Hitler.
I wouldn't want to be in an elevator with Hitler either.
Yeah, sounds like not a good time.
Not good time. And, you know, Hitler was on, I guess he was on drugs.
Yeah, he was on amphetamines.
Yeah, so... You're in an elevator with a cracked out Hitler.
And then imagine who would save you in the elevator if you were with Ted Bundy or Hitler. Who would actually open it?
Oh, yeah. I know. You're stuck in that elevator.
Yeah, now we're getting into the ethics. Like, what is it called?
It's a moral dilemma.
Yeah, or like it's a means to an end.
Yeah.
Like our death by not saving us is a means to an end because it's better for the whole population.
Yeah.
Oh.
But at least we've confined these guys, you know? We kind of aid, we're helping them out, the police.
But maybe we could help them.
Maybe we could. Maybe we'll let someone else do that, though.
I feel like that would be very intriguing.
Could be.
Oh, yeah, my final answer is like Hitler or somebody like that.
Hitler, yeah. Hitler and Ted Bundy, top of our list for people we do not want to be stuck in an elevator with. So, you know where we stand. All right, you ready to move on?
Let's get it.
So making friends as adults is a difficult thing to do for a lot of people. I know it was difficult for me for a long time.
It's very difficult.
And I think... it has a lot to do with just how busy we get as we get older. So we wanted to touch on it a bit and talk about kind of ways that we've found useful, I guess, to make friends in our adulthood.
Well, I'm still learning, so I'm just going to preface that because I think finding good friends when you're an adult is like something that no one really prepares you for.
Right.
Because you're in college, you're in the same classes, you're in the same sorority, fraternity, same activities, whatever. And then those friendships hopefully carry out until after college.
But not always.
No. But it's like as an adult, you have the people you work with. Mm-hmm. But what if you're like, I don't really want to hang out with you outside of work? And then what do you do?
Well, a lot of people don't really like the people they work with. And I say that meaning they don't like them or they wouldn't want them to be one of their close friends, right? They like them enough as coworkers, but they're not someone that they would call a friend.
Well, and so my whole struggle, and maybe, okay, maybe I'm going to get better at it and then y'all can keep me accountable.
There we go.
Because I see, you know, like whenever I go to Pilates or like if I go to the same coffee shop a lot, like I get so shy. Like I don't want to just go up to somebody and be like, hi, like what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. Like that is so hard for me and terrifying.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that either. Even though I talk to like everyone, but it's in a more like casual kind of joking way with people.
Right.
I would never, and I don't know why, I would probably never go up to someone and be like, hey, what's your name? Can I be your friend?
I mean, I feel, yeah, but it's like a sense of vulnerability.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe that's the thing. Maybe as an adult, like that's what you have to do.
It could be.
And maybe that's why I'm lacking, you know?
Right. But I think this is a common theme for adults. I don't believe we're unique in this.
No.
And I could be wrong, but I'm fairly certain that a lot of people, especially our age, feel this way. But I also think a lot of people around our age gravitate towards people they went to high school with, or, I mean, not high school with, but college with, maybe high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they all kind of move into the same area, whether that be a big city or they kind of move to similar towns and different things, which allows it to be a bit easier of a transition.
Mm-hmm.
But if, like, we don't really have that.
No.
You do in a sense because you went to high school here, but you don't talk to any of those people. And I don't, do a lot of them live here?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, and we've been pretty good about making friends. I mean, I feel like we have a decent bit of friends.
Yeah, and like a lot of our friends came from church, and
yeah,
like a lot of my really close friends came from Bible study, which is also something that has been kind of brought into my light as like making adult friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Because like whenever you're in college or high school, your friendships maybe don't have to be built on this strong foundation, or y'all don't
have to have
like the same beliefs or whatever. But as you like get in adulthood, and you know, you start getting around people who are starting families or marriage, like it is so important, at least for me, to have friends that really can connect with me on deeper levels, where we share a lot of the same values and morals. Because if I'm having a problem, I want that sound advice.
Right. And you want it to come from someone that you can trust. And I think that as you grow up, the trust factor gets brought in more to what more on the basis of what you were talking about, with the same morals, same values, and all those alike. But if, as opposed to when you're younger, those things don't matter as much. You just want someone to go kick a ball around with or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still want somebody to just come to like Target and Starbucks and whatever.
Right.
But it's like, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to value so much like that good quality time spent with somebody who can actually get me on a, like a deeper level.
Exactly. I think searching out friendships that can do that is also really important. Mm-hmm. Knowing how people live their lives. I mean, you can kind of watch people and spectate a little bit and kind of get a sense for who they are, and gravitating more towards those people, I think is a really good tool that we all can, you and I included in that, can take going forward and try to incorporate that into the way we meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. And so I know that there's like apps for friendships. So Bumble actually made like a friendship version.
Uh-huh.
And so, but like, one, I've never tried it. Two, I don't think a lot of people are actually downloading Bumble for friends, especially in like our small town. You know
probably
what I mean?
Probably not.
But I think it's interesting because that, like, or if somebody messaged me on Instagram or whatever and was like, hey, I'd love to grab a cup of coffee and get to know you, I'd be like, yeah, like that's perfect. But it's like whenever I get in person.
Yeah.
And like, it's so interesting though.
It is. And that is something, that is an avenue I've never really thought about.
Mm-hmm.
That could work, right?
if you see someone online or like on Instagram or Twitter or something that you know you live close to and you think you would be able to vibe with.
Vibe with.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty cool way to go about it.
But see, I'm like thinking of it. It's just crazy how like the screen and social media, like I want to be as courageous as I can be, like sending somebody an Instagram message, yeah. like in person. I want to be able to go up to the girl who goes to Pilates in a really cute outfit every yeah. Saturday morning.
Right.
Like, I love your outfit. Let's be friends. And you know what, guys? I'm going to do it.
Good.
I'm going to do it.
You should do
I'll
it.
I'll report back. And if I failed, then, well.
We won't judge. We're just going to hold you accountable.
But here's the thing. Like, if we're going to talk about adult friendships.
Yeah.
I mean, might as well put some action to it.
I know we need to make more adult friendships, but we do have a pretty solid friend group. And I want to stress the importance of friends. This is something that it took me a long time to get. Because before we moved into where we're into the town where we're living now, I did not have very many friends.
Yeah, and that honestly really like worried me.
Yeah. And it wasn't for any particular reason. I mean, I had moved so frequently in for the most part of my life that I'd always just kind of met people and hung around with a crowd, but never really had what I would consider close friends. I mean, I would have one or two in various stages of my life, but it just kind of got to be, I kind of got to a point where it didn't seem to make sense to make more friends, right? And so as we got more established in a location, that kind of changed.
Yeah, but you did have some really good friends before I moved here.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I'm not saying that I didn't. But I never really seeked out new friendships.
Seeked out?
Yeah.
Sought out.
You're right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, and that kind of like really used to worry me. But I also think it's because you were at such a different life stage than those around you.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you were always like older by a couple years.
Yeah.
You've been through a lot more life experiences. And so I feel like before we moved here, mm-hmm. you were just kind of, I don't know, you weren't surrounded by other people who really understood where you're coming from.
Right.
And so, but I also, like, all of my friends here are older. I'm the youngest one.
That is true.
But I've also been told that, you know, on a good day, I act older than I am.
On a good day.
Yeah, if I would have said that statement, you would have probably corrected
me. Yeah, on a good day, you do.
And
no,
so,
you act older than you are.
So, and I think that's, like, interesting. But I really like learning from people or, like, I guess listening to their life experiences.
Yeah.
And so, when it, like, all my friends are older, like, I mean, half of them are moms. And, like, half of them have gone through life experiences that I haven't.
Right.
And it's so cool because whenever I get to that stage, I have a network of people that can just really.
That's exactly right. But you said, you were talking about how you are comfortable, or you wish that that your social media presence, I guess, could be translated into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or your confidence, I guess I should say. I think that you have that, and I just think it's not with first impressions. After time, you do. Because you go up and talk to so many people when we're around a big group,
mm-hmm.
right? You talk to so many different people and you have conversations with them, and they're not just, hey, how's the weather type conversations. I feel like,
well, those are just like, I hate those.
Yeah. And I feel like you have real conversations with people, but I think where the struggle is making the initial jump.
Well, I've never been like really good at first moves.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Because I personally like to be sought after.
Right.
No matter if it's you or a friendship or a boss, like whatever it is. Because, I mean, I guess that's just where I find value. But
yeah.
You know what, guys? I'm going to do it. I'm going to make at least one new friend this week.
That's big time.
Yeah. I'm going to make one new friend.
Holy. So, I don't even know who I would make a new friend with.
I don't know. I mean, you could go to the driving range and make a new friend.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you just got a new golf club. So who knows? Some
Ooh.
Guy could be like, hey man, that's such a cool golf club. He'd be like, yeah, it's like carbon made and blah, blah, blah. And then y'all get talking.
That's a good idea.
I'd be your friend if I was a dude.
Really?
I mean, I don't know, actually.
Oh, wow. Sometimes. Way to build me up.
Okay, babe. Well, here's the thing. Because sometimes, like, people have to understand your sarcasm, I think.
Yeah, they do. And I'm starting to realize that.
Yeah.
Because I'll say stuff and people won't get it. Yeah. And I bet people don't get it on here either sometimes.
Well.
But. Yeah,
that's point A.
But when I'm around people for a long time, I think I'm funny.
Yes, we know that you think you're funny.
And I would argue that most people that spend time with me also think that I'm funny. But it's because they got to know me a little bit. Because I don't take very many things seriously.
Yeah, right? And I do.
I just think life's too short to not enjoy every moment possible. I firmly believe that. And the way that I find joy in life is through laughter. Through cutting up with people, you know, and just having a good time. But there's also a time for seriousness, and there's a time for really getting down to the core of stuff, which I think a good friend can allow has room for both of those things, right? It's not always super serious, but it's not always just a fun time.
Right. Well, and I also want to talk about, like, whenever you're married. And then, like, opposite sex friendships.
Yeah, okay.
Because that is also something that, I mean, you'll either have people say, oh, I would never tell my partner to not have, like, a guy that, you know, a guy friend or right. girlfriend. Yeah. Like, but then I think there's a very fine line. I really genuinely do.
Well, I think, and let me know if you agree with this. My personal thing is, I do not care if you have guy friends, but I do think that it would be disrespectful if you hung out with your guy friends alone.
Yeah. Or like, and it's kind of funny because we started doing it whenever we got married, which we didn't really group text a lot with people.
Yeah.
But it's like, we'll always either include each other or include that person's spouse.
Yeah. If you're just talking to one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so, and I've noticed that more, and I don't know if it's, well, I think for us, it's a respect thing for them and for each other. But I've always, I don't know, I guess I've never really thought about opposite sex friendships.
Right.
But, you know, I'm going to be real vulnerable with you guys because y'all are my family and y'all are all my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I and all my friends who actually know me are going to laugh, but I get pretty jealous.
Okay.
And so... before, if like Frank came home and was like, hey, I met this really like cool girl and we're friends now and she's so great and yada yada yada, I would be probably not a happy person. Like, at all. Not saying you would do that because you would probably want us to meet, but it's like having to change my mindset that like friendships also mature.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true. But I do agree that, and maybe it's just us. I don't think this is the same way for everyone.
Okay. Do you think that opposite sex can just be friends? Like platonic friends?
Yeah. 100%.
You never think that their thoughts with the other person are their thoughts with you?
I don't know. I do not think so. But I can't speak.
I don't know. I think it's a slippery slope.
Well, I think it is too, because it is very true that we are all sexual beings, right? And that's just a fact.
Uh-huh.
And so I think, like, let's say you were to start spending a lot of time with another guy or something,
uh-huh.
right? And it was... there was absolutely nothing going on. You guys were just really good friends. And I was totally cool with it. I do think that at a certain point, you have a connection with someone and you feel a physical attraction. And it doesn't mean that anything is wrong, right? But I think that because of who we are as humans at our core, it's inevitable. So that's why, in my opinion, it's better to try to limit those interactions as much as possible, or just try to be aware of what's going on and transparent about it. Because we, like I said, we're all humans, we're all adults, and everyone has, you know, the ability to find someone else attractive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Interesting.
I've just talked myself into a hole, but I stand by what I said.
Okay. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I think also though, people can want different things from, like, there is a difference between getting attention from a male versus a female. And there's a difference between, like, your interactions with those. So some people might just want the validation coming from the opposite sex.
That's true. Yeah.
With no, like,
ulterior motives.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I do. Now, if you like start spending alone time with them and like all of that, then yeah, maybe that connection can flourish.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
See them in a different light.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I just think adult friendships are just too complicated.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
Like, it used to just be so easy. Like, Sally, do you want to go throw the ball with me? I would never throw a ball as a kid. I was not that type of person. But, like,
right.
You know,
well,
what happened?
Well, and it gets more difficult because you have to find people that are in a relationship. You have to, you know, once you start having kids, you have to find people with kids. And
that's not true. One of my best friends has kids.
Yeah, I know. But it's easier.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Hmm.
I love her children.
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is when you have kids, having friends that also have kids makes it easier because the kids can play while
you
guys hang out.
But here's the thing. If it's a real friend.
Yeah. Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
You know?
Yeah. I'm getting on board.
Okay. So here's the thing. Somebody make an app or like something.
Yeah.
Like, kind of do what Bumble did.
Okay.
You know?
It'll just turn into a dating app.
But why? I wish there was an app that you could do and, like do friendships, like, find friendships in relationships or whatever based off of your Enneagram.
Mm.
Now, that would be something really cool.
That does sound like a cool idea.
Yeah. Well, you don't even know your Enneagram.
I'm a 9.
You are a 9.
Yeah. With a wing of a 2.
Now you can't be a 9 with a wing of a 2.
What am I? A 9 with a wing of what? One?
I think one.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'll be honest. I really only pay attention to mine.
Hey, that's fair enough. The Enneagram's interesting, but I'm not as into it as you are.
I love my Enneagram.
Yeah.
I am a 3 with a wing 2.
Right.
And anybody who knows me, that's just who I am to my core. But anyways, I really think that would be really cool.
That is cool. If we have any app developers in the listener group, hit us up.
Yeah, because I have lots of ideas.
I think we're officially copywriting and trademarking this idea.
What, how do you do that with the C?
I don't know. We just said it.
The circle C.
This is our intellectual property.
Oh.
We take it. Yeah. So, okay, awesome. Well, everyone, go out and make a friend this week.
Okay, so you heard it for your first. I'm going to make a new friend this week. I will report back next week.
Yeah.
And if I didn't make one, we'll just try again.
We'll try again. If you do not succeed, try again.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, everyone, thank you all so much for being here, for hanging out with us. And go make some friends, right?
And get outside of your shell. And if you want to be our friends, DM us.
Slide into
our DMs. We will answer and we will appreciate every single thing that you say, even if it's just the cold, honest truth.
That's right.
And so, yeah, everybody go follow our social medias. We are on Instagram and Twitter at SpousalPriv.
That is correct. Leave us a review, 5 stars, and anyone interested in our 30-day free trial on Audible, we have a link down in the description. So go check that out as well. Audible is a really cool app that allows you to have audiobooks. They have some of their own specific titles that are exclusive to Audible. Very, very interesting, very awesome stuff. So go check it out. We appreciate everyone, and we will see you all next week.
See you next week.